The Jason Rantz Show.
Always glad to see Seattle radio host Jason Rantz.
It's always a pleasure to watch you and a pleasure now to host you.
Jason, I just love your coverage of what's been going on in Seattle.
Jason, this is as bad as it gets in America.
Jason Rantz, great to see you. Thank you.
Long Form, presented by Northgate Rare Coins and Precious Metals.
There's a pretty distressing story coming out of Marysville where a teacher posted a flag, a thin blue lion flag in support of officers. It makes total sense that she would want to do that. Her brother is a former police officer with the Marysville PD. He just retired just a little under a month ago. But this teacher was forced to take it down, despite the fact that there are BLM stuff everywhere, that there's an LGBTQ flag up. When it comes specifically to a pro-police flag, she was told to take it down or else. Joining us on the line is the person who told me this story. It's her brother, former Marysville police officer Chris Sutherland. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I think I'm getting pre-mad just thinking about the story. So take us through exactly what happened with your sister.
So I remember a couple weeks ago, roughly, my sister just called me and as a teacher at the Marysville School District and said a new assistant principal came in and told her that she had to take down the blue line flag that she had hanging in support of me and a lot of my family is in law enforcement and stuff. And she had pictures of me throughout my career around it. And they just said, you have to take this down. And my sister was like, I'm not going to. And roughly what happened is a couple days later, she was contacted by her HR department. And she was actually ordered to take down that flag.
Wow. And why did they order her to take it down?
They told her that it's controversial to have that flag up, that it makes kids and or staff feel unsafe, which to me, that does not make sense at all.
Yeah. How does it make kids feel unsafe? Is the flag armed and dangerous?
Correct. Yeah. It's been demonized over a while now, just that, for law enforcement yet. I just wish people would understand, you know, how important that is and what law enforcement means to the communities and the schools.
Well, it's something that you know firsthand, what it means to the school and safety.
Yes, I do.
Take us through your story.
So I just finished my 20-year career, and I did spend 6 years as the school resource officer at Marysville Pilchuck High School, which was also my alma mater where I met my wife. And I happened to be there on that day, October 24th of 2014. And that is when we had the very unfortunate incident of losing some of our kids in the cafeteria. And I really just feel like what I've done with the rest of Marysville PD, the SROs, and how closely we worked with the school district, with the community, and just trying to play that role, you know, not of savior, but, you know, someone who is there for hope and that we'll get through all these messes. So going through all that, my family going through that with me, my friends going through that, my colleagues who also were there, it's just kind of like a slap in the face for the school district to take this down, yet they'll still call us anytime they need us. Yeah. So it's kind of one of those, you know, it doesn't make sense to me.
It obviously doesn't make sense. We're talking with Chris Sutherland, a former officer with the Marysville Police Department. He says his sister, who's a teacher in the district, was told to take down a thin blue lion flag because it was deemed offensive or threatening to students and staff. To the best of your knowledge or to the best of your sister's knowledge, did anyone actually complain about the flag?
Not to our knowledge. Nope. It was just a principal came in and saw the flag up there and just told her that she needed to take it down.
What other decorations are up in the school?
Well, she also had a pride flag hanging up in support of one of our sisters. And she has since taken that down also because she said if she's got to take down the blue line flag, she's going to take down the rest of her family's flags. There are also many pride flags hanging, which no one has an issue with that. Regular American flags. And there's also, she was telling me, you know, BLM stuff hanging on walls, which she was told is okay. Just for whatever reason, just the blue line flag cannot be hung up there. And yet there's actually a pretty cool poster of a military person, kind of like with a blue line flag in there, and it says, "We support you." So it's kind of confusing which way they're going.
Well, what does your sister think is behind this?
She, you know, she just thinks that it's because what they're trying to be told to teach and the things that are going on right now, I just believe that the school district is saying, we just don't want this because we believe that what society's saying is it's offensive and it's scary and all that. And that's the only thing I can come up with. But like I said earlier, it doesn't make sense to me.
So what is your sister going to do?
She is still going forth with it. She did take it down for now, but she did vow to me that, you know, she's not going to quit. She said that flag means so much to her and to our family and everything else that she's not just going to sit down quietly.
What does that mean?
That means I think she's going to fight to keep that up.
But what does that actually look like? Because it's my understanding that she reached out to her union rep and it doesn't sound like they were too helpful.
Right. And I think that, you know, she may have talked to other people also, but for now it means that she won't be able to put that flag up there. But I'm really hoping that this dialogue that is starting to get open and maybe we can come to some understanding where they'll be like, you know what, we should allow that because actually it does mean a lot to to my sister and to the school and to the community.
Do you want to tell us the name of the school?
Marysville Middle School.
Yeah. So, you know, folks who maybe have kids at Marysville Middle School should be paying close attention to this because this is happening presumably in their name, that they are presumed to be offended or threatened by this flag, though not when it comes to BLM. For you as a former officer, what does it feel like when you get a call or a text message from your sister explaining what's going on?
Oh, it's hurtful because I can hear it in her voice. How much it actually hurts her being told to do this. And so when her and I talk about it, you know, back and forth, it's frustrating because I know how much she cares and how much this means to her. And for her to have to go through that, it's just not fair because she's doing enough trying, you know, doing everything out there as a teacher. She's there so much. And I think they should just look past that, not look past it, but, you know, it shouldn't be that big of a deal.
Well, no, actually, I think you used the correct term. They should look past it. It is not a big deal to have this flag up. It's not offensive to any reasonable person. I mean, even unreasonable people should be okay with it, but they're unreasonable for a reason. But if you're going to allow the BLM flag to get put up or stickers and whatnot get displayed, which is certainly controversial by any reasonable person's definition of the term controversial, then you should, of course, allow this flag to stay up. So bottom line, you're hoping that your sister is able to eventually put it up. Why not just keep it up and live with consequences if they come? Because it sounds like, is the consequence just you're going to be fired?
You know, I have not talk specifically about that or what the actual demand was, but I believe, you know, if you read between the lines, that's probably what they would probably do, is if she kept it up there, that they would probably find a way to get rid of her.
This is absolutely outrageous. You shared with me the photo of the flag. It's my understanding the flag has been frisked just to make sure that it doesn't have any threatening weapons on it. There's certainly no messages that would be deemed threatening or inappropriate. So it is absurd that your sister is going through this. It's absurd that you have to go through this via your sister as someone who actually is most connected to this issue itself, as someone who's, you know, spent time as an SRO. It's despicable on so many levels. So we're going to do as much as we can to put the spotlight on this, reaching out to the district to get a little bit more of an answer. Usually when we shine a spotlight on this kind of stuff, they have a tendency to walk back. But in the case that they do the opposite of that and they get even more unreasonable. Make sure that you keep us in the loop so we can continue to fight for you. Thank you for the service that you've done. Thank your sister for what she's doing in the classroom. And thank you so much for sharing the story.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Again, that was Chris Sutherland. He is a former Marysville police officer. We're going to get to the bottom of this once the school responds and gives us some details. We'll be sure to bring them to you. You're listening to The Jason Rand Show here in Phoenix. We're back with more after this.